This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Democrats are once again in control of all levels of state government after picking up 5 seats in the House during last week's election. But this isn't necessarily being viewed as a good thing for Governor John Hickenlooper during the upcoming legislative session. KUNC's Brian Larson spoke to Colorado Statesman publisher Jody Hope Strogoff for more.
Well, let's start off with the obvious question. Why would Governor John Hickenlooper have a tougher time when both chambers are controlled by Democrats?
Well, it sounds good, doesn't it? I mean, you've got a Democratic governor, and you would think that he would really want both chambers being comprised of his party. But, you know, it makes it a little bit more difficult for the governor, who has to govern more from the middle and from a centrist viewpoint. And let's not forget, too, that Hickenlooper has a lot of support from the business community. He didn't run for governor on a sheer Democratic party. He was pro-business, pro-development, and he's not what you'd call a typical Democrat, which is to his favor in some instances, but it also can pit him against members of the Democratic Party. So it's going to be a balancing act. And I think with the Republican control of one chamber anyway, it acted as a kind of filter and kept some legislation from getting to his desk, and therefore he didn't have to make a decision.
Well, couldn't Democrats simply align with what legislation they are proposing so the governor would not be going into the legislative session with some worries about bills that he might not typically see coming to his desk?
Well, that's the task at hand. And the governor has some good staff people and legislative liaisons. And it's going to be really, I think, imperative on their part to make sure that some of the bills perhaps proposed by the very liberal wing of the Democratic Party don't get out of committee or don't make it to his desk, let's put it that way.
Well, now, in recent years, we've seen similar kinds of things play out where total control of the state house and the governor's mansion is concerned. Both Governors Bill Ritter, a Democrat, and Bill Owens, a Republican, faced some difficulties when they had complete control at the state house. How well did they cope?
Well, mentioning Governor Owens, as you said, he did have the advantage, if you want to call that, of Republicans controlling the House and the Senate. But what happened was there were some legislators, Marilyn Musgrave, before she went to Congress, she represented parts of Colorado in the legislature, and she had some very conservative items on her agenda, anti-gay marriage, and just a lot of things that I think Governor Owens really didn't want to have to deal with in his first few years. Likewise with Governor Bill Ritter. After control went to the Democrats in the State House and in the Senate, everybody was really excited. And the first month when he was in office, he issued a mandate that pretty much gave state workers the ability to organize and gave them some limited rights in terms of collective bargaining. It came back to haunt him. It was something that had he coordinated first with the legislative leadership, is something perhaps he could have avoided.
Well, given the fact that hindsight is always 20/20, is there anything that Governor Hickenlooper can learn from Governor Owens and Governor Ritter to learn from their example going into the start of the annual legislative session in January and kind of get things on track now?
I think he just has to be mindful of the fact that sometimes legislation pops up and you don't expect it. I think he needs to be in good sync with the legislative leadership and his caucus. And he also needs to stress the fact that he is a governor of a state that is clearly divided, even though the Democrats have control of the state Senate and the state House. There are still a lot of people in Colorado who are Republicans, Libertarians. He's the governor of all of them, so I think he has to strike a balance. And I think fortunately for him, it's something that will probably be easier than more difficult.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.